Let's welcome in our next guest, Dr. Hotaling, who's joining us from U Health. Doctor, one of the issues that a lot of guys, as they start to get a little bit older and they start to deal with, is ED. How common is ED for men as they start to age?
Yeah, so it's actually really common. It's about 50% of guys by age 50, and it goes up by 10% a decade. So, and it's about one out of five guys over age 20, if you look at all comers. So it actually is remarkably common.
And what are some of the first steps if they go to see at U of U Health? What are some of the first steps that you walk through with guys that may be in this position?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing we do is sort of take a comprehensive history and help them understand, you know, try to understand, you know, how long it's been there, what the specific problems are, whether it's situational, meaning it happens sometimes and not others, and then also understand the rest of their medical history to see if there's other medical problems or surgical issues that are contributing to it. And then we do a physical exam. But the first visit's usually pretty non-invasive, so to speak. There's no real test. It's really taking a history.
What should guys be looking for? When should they realize, hey, maybe it is time to call a doctor?
Yeah, I think if guys notice a significant decrease or it's impacting their either their mental health or their relationships, you know, if it's gotten to that point, then it's definitely worth coming to see a physician.
Well, and they understand at the University of Utah Health that it's a sensitive subject, and they want to make it as comfortable as possible for you to go in and get treatment for your ED, healthcare.utah.edu. It's very easy to get in touch. Our friends at U of U Health, I got my vasectomy there at U of U Health, and it's a wonderful environment.
Doctor, what are some different treatment options?
Yeah, so, the most common are pills, which everybody's heard of. You know, drugs like Viagra and there's a number of others, and now there's generic forms of that. So the prices come down considerably. You know, other treatments are, injection therapy where guys can give themselves a shot with a very small needle to induce an erection, or often there's a surgical option to put a penile implant in that can, restore erectile function. And we usually start with the pills and then kind of work up from there.
So why is it so important to see a medical doctor for ED?
Yeah, it's incredibly important because men with erectile dysfunction are about 40% more likely to have a heart attack or a stroke than men without it. So it really significantly increases your risk for a number of other conditions, and it's very closely linked to diabetes and heart disease.
Get more information at healthcare.utah.edu. healthcare.utah.edu, a great urology program, healthcare.utah.edu. He is Dr. Hotaling. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, doctor.
Thanks.
Guys, if you're dealing with impotence, go check him out, healthcare.utah.edu. I didn't realize that could be a sign of bigger heart problems, of a serious health issue.
Yeah, I mean, it is a blood flow issue, so don't be too proud. Don't be too scared to get it taken care of. Go see our friends at U of U Health and improve your life today.